Now, we were talking last week about the HSE Southwest Forum and the news coming through that the Killarney Community Nursing Unit had failed the HICWA inspection or HICWA registration. Some minor issues the HSE are saying. They're hoping to have the hospital open later this month, by the end of June. But again, as we heard from several different public representatives, they were questioning the veracity of that, given the amount of delays and how delayed the opening of the hospital has been. And a question over all of this, really, ever since the hospital was more or less completed, was a question over staffing. And that has just got more complicated because Ireland's largest nursing union, the INMO, has served notice of industrial action on the HSE Southwest over staffing levels at the Killarney Community Nursing Unit. The newly built unit is still, as you know, not open, but the INMO is saying industrial action is required to seek clarity to ensure staffing levels are safe for patients and staff. With me on the line is Catherine Courtney of the INMO. Catherine, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Jerry. Good morning.
Can you outline your concerns, I suppose, and you feel you have to take this step in order to find out what's going on with staffing, is that right?
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, we spoke previously in relation to the fact there was very little engagement with the unions in relation to the opening of the new unit. As we're all aware, this new unit is very welcome for the people of Killarney and the wider Kerry area. But and the bed capacity is going up from the current 101 at the moment to 130. And I suppose this new unit has to be opened with appropriate staffing levels. I suppose our nurses on the floor that are working on the ground do not feel that the HSE proposed staffing levels are appropriate. As we heard from the HSE, prior to even engaging with the unions, they had determined how many nurses, HSEs, needed to be recruited from for the new unit. And they haven't changed their stance on that, despite the fact that the nurses, professional judgment of our registered nurses, providing this care to the vulnerable residents, believe the proposed staffing levels aren't appropriate. I mean, there are a number of measurement tools available that are evidence-based, that are accurate, but the HSE are not utilising those tools. And I suppose we want to protect the public, we want to protect the residents that are currently in Killarney hospitals, but we also want to protect the those residents that who will be coming into the increased bed size, and make sure that the staffing levels, once the new unit is open, the staffing levels are appropriate for the residents that are currently are going to be cared for in there.
Is it your understanding that the HSE wants to open all 130 beds up from 101?
Yes, they do. They do. We're transferring as is. With 101 is the HSE proposal, and then in a short time frame open up to the 130. But I suppose the thing is that we have never had any time frames in relation to the proposed opening. What date? We hear it in the media, but we don't get any dates about when we are proposed to open, or how long it'll take to transfer the residents from the current units over to the new unit. Any discussion about when we are going to be increasing the bed numbers to the 130.
Yeah. There are different styles of beds here. There are, dementia specific beds and others that are added in the state of the art nursing unit when it will be open. So I don't know if you can put a crude number on it. Is it certain number of nurses per beds? Is that the way how it works out?
And I suppose the thing is that there has been, studies done in relation to what is required to care for different types of residents. So yes, we have a long stay unit. There's two 25 bed long stay units. They're going to be and that will be in the new unit. There's three 10 bedded dementia units, but one of them is going to be a different type of dementia specific unit, which requires different staffing levels.
Yeah.
And then there's two 25 bed rehab units. And all those different types of units require different staffing levels. And we want to ensure that the appropriate staffing levels are for each unit. And you use the tools that are available to determine the needs of the resident so that the appropriate staffing and healthcare assistance level can be provided to ensure that they get the safest care possible.
Do you know, and this maybe primarily will be a question for the HSE, but do the HSE have enough healthcare assistants, hospital porters and nurses for what would ye would feel would be required? Is that part of the problem? Perhaps they don't. They're not telling you.
I suppose at the moment they have advertised for what they deem is a specific number of staff required. However, we don't feel that will be sufficient to staff and a 130 bed unit. In fairness, we don't even know if there's sufficient staff to transfer with the 101 due to natural, loss of people through retirement and resignations and stuff. So, but we are happy to continue to engage with the HC, but we just need more clarity in relation to the staffing levels and in relation to the move itself.
Okay, so you're complaining of a lack of engagement. You've now elected for industrial, industrial relations process, effectively industrial action. What form and what shape will that take, Catherine?
I suppose at present our only industrial action is not moving to the new unit until we have sufficient staffing levels and sufficient agreement in relation to the staffing levels for the increased bed number. Obviously, we're available at any time to meet the with the HSC site, and we have had a number of engagements, but I suppose, unfortunately, those engagements aren't very fruitful. I suppose there has been a significant gap between the staffing levels that are suggested for Killarney and, comparable facilities in other areas. And as I said, given the different units that we are opening and the different complexities of the residents in those units, we want to ensure there is safe staffing levels provided and agreed upon to ensure that the people of Killarney and the surrounding area get the absolutely safest and most effective care that they can in a place that is actually going to be their home.
Yeah. As things stand now, Catherine, will this, whatever happens with regards to the minor works the HSC say are needed to comply with HICWA registration, is this on course to delay the opening further, would you say, unless it's sorted out in the meantime?
Yeah, well, I suppose the thing is, we've always said that it was a push by ourselves, actually, that made the HSC commence the engagements earlier this year. So I suppose we want this new unit to be opened. We spoke about the last time I was on in relation to the fact that the lights are on in the building and for months and months on end, and there's still nothing happening. We don't want to delay the transfer of the residents from Killarney, the current Killarney Community Nursing Unit, to the new building. However, we do want it done in a safe manner. We do want the sufficient staffing to be there. We do want sufficient services to be there, and the area that people are moving into to live in
to be suitable and safe and managed properly. Okay, final point on that. Is there a chance with regards to what you want, with regards to what the HSC can provide, that there will be a problem with recruitment and continuing difficulties as there is across the health service? That they may agree, they may try and advertise, but they may not be able to attract enough staff to make it safe as per your standards.
Well, I mean, I suppose the HSC do have a recruitment process at the moment, and they have advised us they have had a significant number of applications for that, for those services.
Okay.
So people want to, live and work in the area that they want to, and people do want to live and work in Killarney and Kerry. So, I mean, we don't see there should be any issue with recruitment of members, and I believe there's a panel being formed actually for the community hospitals in Kerry. So I suppose that's a good thing. So we believe there is sufficient staff available once the staffing levels are agreed and once the HSC are able to recruit them.
Okay, and you're available to talk, as is Catherine, I imagine, with the HSC before you start your industrial action. You're available to talk right away?
We're available to engage the employer at any time to reach a resolution to the staffing level. Absolutely. Okay. Because we our members want to move to the new building and want the residents that they currently care for to be in the new unit in a safe, beautifully built new unit. But actually, we want it done in a safe manner. Because we don't want to open a new unit and then have to close beds or close units because the staffing levels aren't actually adequate.
We don't want that situation.
So when we open it, we want to transfer and go with the appropriate staffing levels and make sure that the residents that are there, our members, and also the other staff in the unit are safe.
Yeah, okay. All right, Catherine, listen, we're going to leave it there, but thanks very much for talking to us on the programme about that. That is Catherine Courtney there, INMO Industrial Relations Executive.